Hey, Chrissy, good morning. This is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Another day in paradise. Thank you for asking. So I've just given you that follow-up call regarding Google, Facebook marketing, custom website design, and promotion. Do you remember speaking with me?
Yes.
Awesome. So first off, any questions for me that I can answer?
I don't recall you including the website.
Oh, it is. Yeah, the website's included in with that package pricing. So just so you know, we've been in business 20 years. We're a Google Premier partner. We try to make our pricing affordable, and our main goal is client retention to keep you on long term. That's why in that rate, the website design is included.
Okay. So then do you own the domain?
Great question. So to give you the full answer, all the directories we create for you, so Google, Bing, Yahoo, Apple, Meta, we make you the owner of all those directories. We're added on as a manager. That way we can optimize and promote you. So all of those you keep. The website, if you were to leave us at any point, because we make it month to month, no contracts, we give you two different options. We don't try to like hijack your website. You either have the option to pay $49 a month for us to continue hosting, maintaining the website, like keeping it up for you essentially, or you could pay $99 to buy the website out, which is super inexpensive for a website.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, the pricing honestly scares me.
Right? I hear that all the time. You know, we have a lot of clients that have been with us for like 19 years, you know. So our goal is just to keep you on long term, and that's why we make it super affordable. We actually don't start making a profit until around the 6 month mark with any of our clients, you know. But we're okay with that because we're confident, like, once you guys see the results in this, you'll stick it out with us.
Okay. Okay. So here, like I think her name was Lulu. I don't remember. Sorry.
Yeah, Lulu. That's who you spoke to initially. She's amazing.
It was more than an hour ago, so I've done forgot.
For
okay,
sure.
So essentially, so we are from Oklahoma, and we have a business in Oklahoma. We have a roofing company in Oklahoma that has been very successful. However, our dream was to build a home on Table Rock Lake, so now we've moved down to Branson. We are starting a new entity here, so we're just now, you know, in the midst of getting going on that. We've never needed, per se, the marketing with our previous, or it's still current, but our other roofing company, because we, you know, was in a business for years, and it's always been word of mouth and recommendations, referrals, et cetera.
Right.
So, I mean, we just never had to market. You know, the work was always there. With this, we do, because we are new to the area, and we don't have the previous clientele for the referral aspect of it. So as I was explaining to her, I'm not a text person. That's not my nature. It's not my game. I don't want to pay for stuff I don't need. And that's what I've been falling into is, AKA Angie's List. They sell you all this stuff, and it's literally a waste of money. I mean, it's essentially a waste of money.
Yeah, so, it's a lead program that gets sent. The lead, they send it to like four or five different companies from what I hear.
Oh,
and each one of you
have no
gets charged.
Idea what we've been dealing with. We have been dealing with the most outlandish things I can even explain. Anyway, my point is that that has only been my kind of like I'm a little bit nervous because I feel like I'm constantly, you know, being marketed for
stuff you don't need.
So I just want to make sure I'm very transparent on that.
Well, yeah, absolutely. So I'm gonna tell you this, okay? With your company in Oklahoma, okay? Technically, you don't need this even in Branson.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? Like over time, you're gonna build up a pipeline. But I will tell you this: you do want this because the reason I say that is it's going to accelerate those results. Like, you guys don't know anybody out there, right? You don't have a clientele base, you know, so what this is going to do now is if somebody searches on Google, on Bing, on Yahoo, on Apple, or when they go to Meta, Facebook and Instagram, now they're seeing your business. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to get the name out there in accelerated fashion. And then from there, you'll start getting your pipeline of clients. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what is attracting me to your product is because, again, you can sit there and Google. Unless you specifically Google our business, you will not
find it. Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And the only people that will Google, like us, right? Like, the only people that will Google Local Splash are people that already know our company. You know what I'm saying? So, like, even us, we show up on the first page for SEO services, right? Because that's what we do. So, you have to target keyword phrases for people to be able to find you that don't know you. So, in your case, it would be like, you know, roofer near me, best roofers, roofing contractor, et cetera. You get 20 keyword phrases total, but now when those are typed in, you show up as a top recommended option. So you're in a position to capture your own leads, essentially.
Okay. Okay, so for all of the optimization, all that stuff, and then the website, what am I looking at running me monthly?
It's $249 out the door, month to month, no contracts.
Okay. If I want to customize that website a little bit.
It's already included.
Here's what I'm wanting. I would like to have options of shingles, like shingle options on there.
Okay.
Is that something we can do?
Yeah, absolutely. So it'll be a multi-page site. So we'll add a page basically showing the shingles and the type of shingles that you guys offer. We could even put on there, and this has been a big hit since we started offering it, you could have a chat box on your website. And the way the chat box works
it
texts you, exactly. And they feel like they're actually chatting with somebody on the website. So it's pretty cool, you know. Also, too, we can make it where people can pay you on the site, but usually your industry, you guys don't do that. You know, if you wanted to, though, you could make it where you could take payment on there. Another big option, too, is a scheduling feature. So people can book appointments with you, but I'm going to tell you, when you do that, right, you want to make sure that you don't double book people, you know, because, like, you'll get a call and then somebody booked in the website, you know. You get a text and an email letting you know you had a booked appointment, so you just got to kind of keep up with that, you know.
Yeah, no, that would not be doable for us.
But, right, because sometimes they book and, like, you don't, like, it might be for a doghouse and you have no idea, you know. So it's better for you to speak to them, for sure, you know.
And honestly, in the areas of where we previously resided, we live in a retirement lake community.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Here we live here now in Branson on Table Rock, and it's, you know, most of the population is retirement age. People like to do business the old way. They don't like the new way. My husband is a very shake your hand, you know, you pay me when I'm done kind of service, and that's what we stand by. You know what I mean? So, you know, paying online and making appointments, that's too new for my husband. He likes to do it the old way.
Right. So the main thing is you're going to need your number out there so they can call you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because even the older generation, they're searching on Google now. You know, and a lot of times their kids are, right? So, you know, mom needs a new roof. You know, mom, let me Google it for you. You know, so it's going to benefit you for sure. Like I said, just being straightforward, you don't 100% need this, you know, but it definitely will help accelerate getting you guys a pipeline of new clients, you know, by getting the name out there.
No, what I need is our name out there.
Yeah.
I just don't need the extra monotonous stuff that everybody's trying to sell me on. My phone blows up like you would not believe.
Oh it's crazy. I've been here 7 years, and I worked for another SEO company 3 years before that. So, like, 10 years ago when we would call, none of you guys gotten any calls, you know? They were, like, excited about it. Now when we talk to you guys have been hit up by Angie leads and Thumbtack and networks. Like, there's just so many now. It's crazy, you know? But our company, like, I've been here 7 years. I have the highest retention rate, too, of all the other account managers. So I know we really do a really good job of taking care of you and getting you what you want, for sure.
Okay. I think that all sounds really good. How long does it take to build that website and get things rolling?
Great question. So here's the full timeline that you'll get in writing, too. It comes with your invoice and your terms of experience, okay? Day one, you're going to have access to your tracking system. It's super easy to use, I promise you. You'll have your own login credentials for it, and basically day one, you're going to want to start getting like photos, videos, your logo on there so we can use that for all the listings and the website, okay? 7 to 10 days from startup, you're going to have all your directory submissions done. So you'll have a listing on Google, on Bing, Yahoo, Apple, and Meta, okay? You have to show the address to have a listing there. So if you're hiding your address, that's perfectly fine. We just can't submit you to Apple then, just so you're aware. Okay. 7 to 14 days from sign up, we're going to have your Google listing live and fully optimized. We'll have your social media ads running. To circle back to your initial question too, your website will be up and running in that 7 to 14 day mark. For you to rank on the first page of Google for the 20 keyword phrases we're targeting you, the timeline we send you in writing is 45 to 60 days for that.
Okay.
Always like to give you guys the full answer, you know? So
yeah.
I know you just asked about the website, but I was like, I want you to know everything for sure.
Oh, no. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am.
Because again, this is not my forte. Why does it take 45 to 60 days?
So,
not that it makes a difference. I'm just curious.
Oh, let me tell you. So first off, our timelines are to kind of cover our butts. We like to under promise and over deliver. So even the website, like we say 7 to 14 days, sometimes that thing's up in 7 days, right? I've seen it up in 5 days even, you know, so, we send that 45 to 60 days just to cover our butts, but it isn't like an overnight thing. And the reason why is first we have to get the Google listing set up. All the keywords we're targeting you for, we have to make sure those are in all your listings and in your website as well. Now, we don't have to just bundle together keywords on the website. We put it in the background. It's called metadata, you know, which are like keyword phrase tags. Right? So we make everything line up, right? And then Google has to do a scan online. So they have these bots crawl the internet. So every time they're crawling, you're becoming more and more relevant, which boosts your rankings higher and higher and higher. It's crazy.
Okay. That makes sense.
For sure.
I just would like to know. I mean, just was curious.
Okay. Yeah.
I think that all sounds really good. I want to run this by Mike.
Absolutely.
You know, it's his. Mm-hmm. I'm just the unpaid secretary.
The unpaid secretary. That's funny. You guys are married, or?
27 years.
Okay. Got it. You're the boss. I know. I'm married, too, you know? My wife actually works for the same company, too, so it's kind of cool.
I'm like, do I ever get paid? Like, seriously?
He's like, all the vacations and the cars. And
Gosh, I tell you. Oh, that's what I was telling Lulu the other day. I was like, girl, you have no idea. My life is extremely busy. Like, you know, we have two businesses. We just moved here. Plus, we have a daughter that travels pretty professionally as a dancer. So,
wow.
You know, all over the country, like,
wow.
Always going. So it's,
no, I feel you. I work here. I coach high school football outside of work too. We have a 15-year-old son who just started high school, you know.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you know, my wife, she does a jam business on the side too. So I feel you on that. We're always go, go, go. There's always like parties every weekend and, you know, we have games and, oh man, it's pretty awesome. Really.
It is.
But sometimes it's like, you know what we do every week? So on Sunday we go over our schedule for the week, you know, just so we're both like kind of on, like we know what's going on with each other, you know? So it's been working out for us for sure.
I have a huge calendar in our pantry, which is right off of our garage. And like, I mean,
she puts it on our fridge. Yep.
Between him working out of state, like, I mean, it's just crazy. And then work on, oh my gosh, it's like, is anyone here for the dog?
We have a good friend that she'll dog sit when we go on like vacations and stuff, you know, but we have the same, it sounds like we have the same quality problems as you, you know, so I get it 100%.
So I'm going to talk with him. I'm headed back to Branson right now, and I'm going to talk with him before he leaves. He's leaving for Oklahoma tomorrow, so let me chat with him. I mean, I think we're definitely interested in doing it. I just want to run it by him.
What you told me, he's probably not going to be the biggest fan, but trust me, tell him it'll work, you know? It's like the yellow book back in the days on steroids now, you know? Like.
Oh, no. He's totally for that, all that. His thing is the whole, when you were talking about scheduling and paying on the website.
Right.
He's old school.
Yeah, some clients have products they sell, and that's where it works really good to pay on the site, you know, but not a lot of my clients use that feature. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
you know?
In our trade, it's not.
Yeah, because a lot of times the measurements they give you guys are wrong anyway, so, you know, there's no way to, like, have a product to sell on there, you know, but.
Two shingles that tear off, you know, they forgot that they're shingles that need to be tore off, you know.
Right, exactly. They're like, hey, just put a new shingle up there.
Slap it on there. Make it
Yeah. Stick and go.
Okay, let me talk to him, and then do you want me to call you or email you?
Whatever's easier for you. I'll send you. You have my direct line and extension that I texted you.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so when you text that, it comes to my email. So either way, you could email or text, whichever way is good for you.
Perfect.
Okay.
I'll do that.
All right. Awesome.
All right. Well, thank you for calling me.
Yeah, absolutely, Chrissy. We're located in Fountain Valley, California. I'm from Huntington Beach. It's like one city over.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Pray for us. I'm just kidding.
We're going to be in Anaheim.
Are you? That's right down. So it's like 20, depending on the traffic, right? But like 20, 30 minutes away from us.
So like 2 hours.
No. 2030 is like with traffic even. Like Anaheim is super close to us. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wow. When we were in L.A., oh, my goodness. I couldn't do it. I can't do it. I can't. The traffic was so out. Just insane.
I can't do it either. It's scary. So we're in between Orange County and San Diego. But, you know, out here in – or I'm sorry, San Diego and L.A., we're in Orange County. But out here, like, the traffic's not as bad going, like, city to city. You know, when you guys are out here, you should check out Huntington Beach. If you guys like fish tacos, there's a place on Beach, and it's Yorktown. So you just go down Beach, basically, and best fish taco place out here. It's amazing.
Language.
Yeah, they only take cash though, but they have like a little ATM right there too if needed. But it's like a little hole in the wall spot. Amazing fish tacos.
Yep.
Like, yeah.
Those are the best places. Is the hole in the wall. So we went to the Virgin Islands, and they have a little hole in the wall, and hands down the best mahi-mahi tacos I've ever had in my life. And right. I'm like, I just want to go back for the tacos.
Right. No, this place is the business, too. Yeah. We found a spot when we went to Maui. It was like a little hole-in-the-wall spot, and it was those are the best fish tacos I've ever had in my life, you know? But out here, you know, that's the next best thing to it, you know?
Yep. I'll check it out. Okay, let me talk to him, and I'll be in touch with you within, like, today, possibly tomorrow.
Yeah, whenever. Sounds good, Chrissy. Great talking to you, okay? You have a great rest of your day.
Okay, you as well. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye.